Brahma-jnana-timirandasya jnananjana-shalakaya chakshurmilitanyena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Precharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacya Deshatarine. Panchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavan Ebyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this evening we're going to continue studying the fifth canto. Tonight we're going to begin chapter 16. Entitled A Description of Jambudvip.
今天晚上我们还是从第十五章开始，之后呢，我们会讲述圣典波迦晚餐第五篇的第十六章对Jambudvip的描述。
Do you have the book there, Prabhu?
Yes.
Okay. So what you can do, you can read that first paragraph from the introduction of the fifth of the 16th chapter, the summary.
Okay. The first paragraph, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. 圣典薄伽瓦坛第五篇第十六章对Jambudvip的描述。 圣 Shukadeva Goswami 在介绍了 Maharaj Priyavata 和他的后裔的品质时, 也描述了 Bhumandala的星球、星系和Meru山脉。 Bhumandala星系就像一朵莲花, 它的七个岛屿被比作莲花瓣, 名叫Jambudvip的地方处于莲花瓣的中心。 在Jambudvip有一座纯金堆成的Sumeru山, 这座山高达84,000 Yojana, 其中16,000 Yojana 处在地下, 据估计它的山巅绵延32,000 Yojana, 山脚也绵延16,000 Yojana, 1 Yojana 大致相当于8英里的长度。 山中之王 Sumeru山 支撑着地球。
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Okay, so Sukadeva Goswami is going to describe to us about the geography of the universe.
圣 Sukadeva Goswami 准备给我们讲述整个宇宙的地理学。
Yeah, we're going to hear where the different planets are situated, how they are situated. And this information is very long time in existence. It comes from long time before Sukadeva Goswami. So it's much older than 5,000 years.
Sukadeva Goswami 准备给我们讲述这些星球在什么地方坐落着，然后它怎样坐落着。这些星球是远，这些历史和这些地理知识是远于在Sukadeva Goswami之前就存在的，因此它远远长于5000年的这种历史。
Nowadays, governments spend a lot of money to build big telescopes to look up at the sky and to look at the different planets in the sky.
今天的政府花了很多的钱去建这种天文馆，他们想看这个天空到底是怎么回事。But
if they would simply read Srimad Bhagavatam, they would get so much detailed information.
但是如果他们仅仅只是阅读圣典博加瓦坛的话，他们就可以得到很多的相关的知识。
Just like in the first verse, it describes here that the distance between or the radius of Bhumandala is as far as the sunlight goes.
就像我们在这里看到的第一个诗节，Bhumandala 它延伸的就像太阳光它的这个热量的这个距离。
So in the Gayatri Mantra, when we chant the Gayatri Mantra, we chant about Bhumandala.
就像我们唱诵 Gayatri Mantra, 我们会唱诵 Bhumandala 这个星系。
Yeah, the first line, Om Bhur Bhuva, Om Bhur Bhuva, Om Bhur Bhuva Swa, Om Bhur Bhuva Swa. This is the beginning of the first line of the Gayatri Mantra. This is the Brahma Gayatri, the first mantra of the Gayatri Mantra.
Om Bhur Bhuva Swa, 这个是Brahma 的这个Gayatri Mantra 的第一个诗节。
So, Bhu,Bhur means this Bhumandala.
Bhur 的意思是 Bhumandala 星系。
And we were hearing in the center of the Bhumandala is Jambudvip.
我们听到在 Bhumandala 的中心是 Jambudvip.
Bhumandala is a planetary system and it has seven islands.
Bhumandala 它是一个星系，它有九个岛。
And in the center is Jambudvip.
它的中间是 Jambudvip.
So we get a lot of detailed information here in Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以我们在这里看到了很多的细节和信息在圣典博加瓦坛之中。
The islands were created.By Maharaj Priyavrata.
而这个岛屿是 Maharaj Priyavrata 所创造出来的。
When we first began the fifth canto, the first chapter was relating the history of Maharaj Priyavrata.
在第五篇的第一章，我们描述了 Maharaj Priyavrata 的活动。
So Maharaj Priyavrata, he had this chariot. He was so powerful that with his chariot, he created seven ditches, which are like seven oceans.
第一章我们看到了 Maharaj Priyavrata, 他非常的伟大。他有一个战车，他的战车轮碾出了七条深沟，而造成了七大洋。
So Bhumandala is divided into seven islands.
Bhumandala 由此分成七大岛屿。
So Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadev Goswami, he said, you told me about them briefly, I want to know in detail about them.
Maharaj Parikshit, 他想问 Sukadeva Goswami, 你给我讲述了这个是简要的，我现在想知道其中的一些细节。
And then Maharaj Parikshit goes on to describe the benefit of this.
Maharaj Parikshit 他就讲述了这个我们聆听这个的它的益处在什么地方。
We may wonder how is this relevant to Krishna consciousness?
我们或许会疑惑，这和 Krishna 知觉有什么联系呢？
But when the mind is fixed on the energy, the external energy of the Lord, then that is very good.
但是当我们的心意如果很专注于 Krishna 的外在的能量的话，这也是很好的。
Because that is the gross universal form of the Lord.
因为那是主的宇宙的就是粗糙的宇宙形象。
So this way the mind comes to pure goodness.
这个时候心意就会被提升到纯粹的善良层面。
So that's a transcendental position.
那是一种超然的地位。
That makes it possible to understand personality of Godhead Vasudeva.
在那种层面和那种状态下，可以使我们明白至尊人格首神 Vasudeva。
So Maharaj Parikshit, he's anxious to hear about this. He's asking his guru, Sukadeva Goswami, to tell him about it.
Maharaj Parikshit, 他非常迫切地想知道这些信息，所以他向他的灵性导师 Sukadeva Goswami 询问这一切。
This was described earlier in the second canto when Sukadeva Goswami first met Maharaj Parikshit.
在第二篇的时候，其实也描述的这些，这是 Sukadeva Goswami 和 Parikshit Maharaj 第一次见面的时候，他们就讲过这一些。
Because Maharaj Parikshit wanted to know about what to do at the time of death, how to think of the Lord, so Sukadeva Goswami told him, think of the universal form.
因为那个时候 Maharaj Parikshit 他想问在临终之前应该做什么，然后 Sukadeva 就告诉他应该想着主的宇宙形体。
So for materialistic people, it's much easier to think of the Lord in that way.
对于物质主义者的这些人来说，冥想这种方式是非常容易的。
If we show them the deity Radha and Krishna, very difficult for them to appreciate.
但是如果我们把 Radha Krishna 的神像给予他们展现给他们的话，他们并不是很欣赏这一个。
But if we tell them about the universal form, then they can think about that. They can fix their mind on that.
但是如果我们给他们讲与主的宇宙形体，他们会思考，他们会想着这些事情。
But everything that's material is connected with Krishna.
一切物质的这些事情事实上是和 Krishna 有连接的。
We don't give up anything which is connected with Krishna.
我们不放弃所有的事情，我们只是把它与 Krishna 相连接起来。
So although Maharaj Parikshit he doesn't need to be concerned about all the universe and the structure, but he's thinking about Krishna.
虽然 Maharaj Parikshit 他不是特别的很关心整个宇宙形体，但是他想的是 Krishna。
So when he hears about the details of the universe, he thinks of it all in relationship with Krishna.
因此，当他听这个宇宙的这些细节的时候，他想的是这些事情和 Krishna 之间的连接。
So the geography of the universe is notIt's not material, it's transcendental if you think of it in relation to Krishna.
如果我们把宇宙整个和 Krishna 相连接起来的话，连接起来的话，我们看宇宙的这些地理知识并不是物质的。
In the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni is preaching to Vyasadeva.
在第一篇我们讲到了 Narada Muni 他给 Vyasadeva 传教
and he told him then the whole universe is also Krishna.
他说整个宇宙也是 Krishna.
But it appears different from him, but actually it's not different from Krishna.
虽然他展现出来的并不是和 Krishna 是有区别的，但实际上他也是 Krishna.
So when you think of the universe, you have to think of it as an expansion of the energy of Krishna.
当我们看到整个宇宙的时候，我们应该想的是，这是 Krishna 扩展的能量。
Just like when we do our service for the Krishna consciousness movement and our preaching work, we have to deal with a lot of material things.
就像我们去做 Krishna 知觉的这些传播的活动的时候， 我们也会和很多的物质的这些东西打交道。
Sometimes we purchase property, and we have to deal with money, and sometimes books bought and sold.
有些时候我们会得到了很多的财产，有些时候我们的书也会被派出。
So we may think, oh, this is a lot of business, this is just maya, this is material, but because it's all in relation to Krishna, it's not material.
有些时候我们会觉得，哦，这个是物质的，这个是一种生意，这个是物质的。但是呢，如果它和 Krishna 连接，事实上它并不是物质的，它是灵性的。
I remember many years ago, the devotees were trying to build a temple in India, in Mumbai. Prabhupada had purchased land, and they were trying to get permission to build the temple.
我记得很多年前，奉献者在孟买得到一块土地，帕帕希望在这块土地上建庙。
So Tamal Krishna Goswami told Prabhupada, he said,Prabhupada, I know the laws of the city, the government laws. I know that the codes and the laws which are here for the city by the government, I know them better than I know the Bhagavatam.
Kamala Krishna Goswami 就跟帕帕说，我了解当地的这个法律，关于购置土地，关于等等的这些法律，我了解的他们的知识的程度，甚至多过于圣典博伽瓦坛。
Prabhupada said, but this is your service for Krishna. It's not material.
圣帕帕德就回塔姆拉奎什纳高斯瓦米说，这是你对 Krishna 的服务，这不是物质的。
So somebody doing a lot of management for Krishna, it's not that it's in Maya, that's Krishna consciousness.
如果有一些人为 Krishna 做一些管理活动，这不是处在 Maya 之中，这是 Krishna 知觉。
The important thing is they have to chant at least 16 rounds every day.
重要的事情是他必须每天唱诵16圈 Hare Krishna Mantra.
And then all the service which he does for the Krishna consciousness movement, that is all spiritual activity.
那么他为了传播 Krishna 知觉的这些活动，他为了传播 Krishna 知觉运动，他与物质世界所打交道的这些活动就是 Krishna 知觉的活动。
So Sukadeva Goswami tells Maharaj Parikshit that this material world is a transformation of the three modes of nature.
Sukadeva Goswami 就对Maharaj Parikshit 说，至尊主的这些物质能量扩展无穷无尽。它实际上是物质世界的物质品质的转化。
He said, nobody can explain it perfectly. Nobody can explain about this material world perfectly, even if you have a life as long as Brahma.
没有人能够很完美的解释这一切，即便你有 Brahma 的一样的寿命。
Nobody in this world is perfect.
没有人在这个物质世界是完美的。
Sorry.An imperfect person has no hope to describe the material universe properly.
因此，一个不完美的人，他更没有希望想解释，想完美的解释这一切。
But Sukadev Goswami says still, he said, I'm going to try to explain to you about it.
但是Sukadeva Goswami说，尽管这样，我会很努力的尝试向你解释这一切。
I'll just tell you about the main regions, the principal, the important places in the universe, like Bhuloka.
我会向你解释一些主要的地域或者名称，比如说 Bhuloka.
So we can understand how material world is just one fourth of the spiritual creation compared to the spiritual creation. Material creation takes up one fourth. Spiritual creation is three fourths.
物质世界只占至尊人格首神创造的四分之一，而灵性世界是四分之三。
Modern, but people they still try to explain You know, the scientists, they try to talk about the universe and they try to talk about the material world, but their knowledge is so imperfect and so limited.
现在的科学家还是试图想解释和谈论这些关于物质的创造，但是由于他们并不完美，他们无法很做出完美的解释，非常有限。
Prabhupada gives an example about the mistakes which the scientists make. He said they often think stars are like suns.
就像圣帕帕德他提出了这些科学家们所做的一个错误的解释，他说他们认为这些星星就像太阳一样。
But they don't understand actually the stars, they get the light from the sun. They don't have their own light.
但是他们不了解的是这些星球它事实上获得的光是来自于太阳的反射光，它们并不是独自发出的光。
Just like the moon reflects also the sunlight.
就像月亮，它也是反射的太阳的光。
So Bhuloka, right? Om Bhur Bhuva Swatat, right? Different levels within the universe. Om Bhur Bhuva.Swa. Swa is heaven. Bhuva, Swa. So there are three different levels described there in the Gayatri Mantra by Brahma.
主 Brahma 讲述的这个 Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhuva, Bhuva, Swa, Swa 的意思是不同的层面，就是说它这里面讲述了三个星系。
So Bhuloka, that's the region where the sunlight spreads. The light of the sun spreads throughout Bhuloka.
Sorry, Gurudev.
The light of the sun, the rays coming from the sun planet, they go as far as the Bhuloka planet goes.
太阳光所反射出来的距离实际上是 Bhuloka 它的这个半径。
We have to try to understand everything on the basis of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们了解这一切应该基于圣典博伽瓦坛。
So, Bhumandala is like a lotus flower, and the seven islands are like the world of that flower, right?
Bhumandala, 它像一个莲花瓣一样，有七瓣。
And the seven islands, they are around the flower.
有七个岛屿在这个莲花在这个莲花上。
And in the middle of the flower is Jambudvip.
七个岛屿的中间是 Jambudvip.
And Jambudvip has a shape like the leaf of a lotus flower.
江布对付也像莲花的形状一样。
And then Bhagavatam, he goes on to describe now about what's it like on Jambudvip. He said in Jambudvip there are 9 divisions of land.
这个时候圣典博伽瓦坛就开始描述江布对付。江布对付有9个州。
And there are 8 mountains which...make the boundary between these different places.
有八个大山划分疆界，划分这九个州的疆界。
And this is described also in the other scriptures. Also, it describes about the Himalayas and the different mountains there.
而这一切的描述在其他的经典中也有相应的描述，同时还描述了喜马拉雅山。
And among these divisions, these places, there's a place called Ilavrita, which is situated in the middle of the lotus.
在各个大洲和瓦尔沙中有一个州的名字叫 Ilavrita, 处于 莲 莲花的中间。
This earth planet was originally called Ilavrita.
This earth planet.
Yeah, the planet we're on. This planet. Oh,
我们这个星球，这个地球，实际上以前也叫伊拉维塔。
Later on, they changed the name to Bharatvarsha.
后来，它的名字被改为Bharatvarsha.
So Bhagavatam says, in Ilavrita, there's a Sumeru mountain.
在伊拉维塔瓦沙上有一个苏梅鲁山。
And it's made of gold.
苏梅鲁山是黄金堆成的。
And it's a very big mountain, very high.
这是一个非常大的山，非常的高。
Then north of Ilavrita, there are three mountains.
在伊拉维塔的北部有三座山。
And then if you go east and west, then there's also that you've come to the beach of the salt ocean.
如果到西部，如果向东西方延伸，一直会到咸水之洋的海边。
Then there's another planet. There's also a planet which is invisible, which is called Rahu.
还有一个星系，事实上它是隐形的，它的星这个星系的名称叫 Rahu.
And when there's an eclipse, when there's an eclipse of the sun or an eclipse of the moon, it's caused by this planet Rahu, which comes in front.
Rahu星的运行导致了日食和月食的发生。
And Prabhupada would say that he thinks that if these astronauts, when they said they were going to the moon, he said he doesn't think they went to the moon, he thinks they went to Rahu. They didn't go to the moon, they went to Rahu.
圣帕帕德当时就猜想，这个阿姆斯特丹 阿姆斯特丹他登上月球的时候，有可能他登的不是月球，他登的是Rahu星球。
Rahu is one of the hellish planets.
Rahu是一个地狱星球。
So then we hear about different mountains which surround Ilavrita Varsha.
我们听到了有不同的山在伊拉维塔 Varsha。
In fact, there are so, just like Prabhupada said, there are so many mountains even on this planet Earth.
圣帕帕的说，就像我们在这个地球上也有很多的不同的山脉。
When Prabhupada took airplane, he went down to, from Mexico, he went to some South American country, and he said he was amazed when he passed over the mountains that the mountains were so high.
圣帕帕德在去墨西哥，在坐飞机的时候，他看到墨西哥的那个山，他当时感觉到非常惊讶，竟然这个山有这么的高。And
he thinks actually the people who measured the height, they didn't really calculate, they didn't calculate it properly. They don't know the exact height.
他当时就觉得人们其实并没有实际的能测出这些山的真实的高度。
So we shouldn't try to understand these mountains by our own calculation.
我们不应该理解这些山脉只是通过自己的测量。Beyond
our mind and senses.
因为它超出我们的心意和感官。We
should just take the information which is given here in Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们应该只是接受圣典伯加瓦坛在这里所给出的知识。
Prabhupada said, if we can appreciate the information here, that will be good for us, it will benefit us.
如果我们能够欣赏圣典伯加瓦坛给出了这个信息，我们将会受益匪浅。
So on the four sides of the mountain Sumeru, there are four more mountains. One mountain on each side.
在苏梅鲁山后四周还有四座大山。 每一座山都非常的高。
And then it describes that on the top of these four mountains, there are different trees. On one of the mountains, on top of one of the mountains, is a mango tree.
在这些山上各树立着一棵一些树, 其中有一棵树是芒果树。
And another tree is the rose apple tree.
一棵树是葡萄树。
No, rose apple.
玫瑰苹果。
Then there's a kadamba tree.
还有一个kadamba树。
And then there's a banyan tree.
还有一棵榕树。
So one tree on each of the four mountains around Sumeru.
每一棵树都在这不同的这个山上。
And between the four mountains, there are four very big lakes.
在这些山之间有非常大的湖。
Yeah, four lakes.
四个大湖，四座山之间有四个大湖。
One of the lakes, the water tastes just like milk.
第一个湖水，它的味道就像牛奶一样。
And then another, the second lake, the water tastes like honey.
第二个湖的湖水，品起来像蜂蜜一样。
And the third lake, the water tastes like sugar cane juice.
第三个像甘蔗汁儿。
And the fourth lake is pure water.
第四个湖水是纯净的水。
So the people from the higher planets, like the Gandharvas, and they said that, you know, there's beings in the higher planets, the Gandharva, Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, Charana, they're also demigods. They come and enjoy these lakes. They enjoy pastimes there, drinking the water and being there.
在天堂星宿，还有等等一些高等的星宿， 这些半圣人， 他们经常会在这里享用这些水。
And there's also four gardens there with wonderful flowers, very beautiful gardens.
同时，这里还有四座非常美丽的花园。
When the demigods come there, they get mystic powers.
当这些半神人来的时候，他会获得玄秘力量。
And the demigods come along with their wives, and they enjoy in these gardens.
当半神人们来的时候，他还会带着他们的妻子和 在这些花园中嬉戏玩耍。
So there's another mountain there called Mandara Mountain, which has a mango tree.
在曼德拉山的山腰处有一棵芒果树。
And the mangoes are as big as mountain peaks. They're huge, as big as the peak of a mountain.
这个芒果非常非常的大。
And they're very sweet. They're full of nectar.
而且非常的甜美, 就像甘露一样。
And when they fall from the tree, then it gives pleasure to all the demigods.
当这个芒果降下来的时候，它非常能满足这些半神人。So
because these trees are very tall, so when the fruits fall from the tree, then and they break, so the juice from them flows down and it becomes like a river.
因为这些树都非常高, 当这些果实从这个树上掉下来的时候，当它裂开的时候，它就像流出来的果汁就像河流一样。
And it falls down the mountain, becomes like a waterfall.
它从山上落下来的时候，更会形成瀑布。
Then the waterfall then becomes the river.
这个瀑布从
carries the beautiful smell, the aroma of the fruit.
这从上落下成为河，然后它还会携带着一些芳香。
So this way, the different beings in the higher planets they enjoy this.
有很多的蜜蜂来自天堂星球的，他们非常享受这一些。
And then Lord Shiva, he comes with his wife Bhavani, and they come with them. They have all the yakshas with them.
Shiva 也会带着他的妻子 Bhavani, 然后还有一些 yaksha, 他们也会来。
And they have the wives of the yakshas. They are the maid servants of Lord Shiva's wife.
Yaksha 的一些虔诚的妻子，他们是主 Shiva 的主要的一些仆人。
Then they drink the water from that river, and their bodies become very, they have a very beautiful smell.
当他们喝饮了这些河水的时候，他们的身体会发生非常美味的香味。
And it said the air carries that smell for a distance of 80 miles around.
空气中弥漫的香味会在80英里之内都可以闻得到。
Then there's the fruit from the jambu tree, which are also full of pulp. There's a special tree called jambu, and has many fruits, and the fruits are full of pulp, and they fall from a very big height. The tree is very tall, so they fall from a great height.
姜布树的果实非常的大，果肉很多，它也是长得很高，从这个很高处落下时会形成几瓣。
And when they fall down, then they break to pieces.
当它从高处落开的时候，会分裂成几份。
And these fruits are the size of elephants.
这些果实的大小像大象一样那么大。
And then when the juice comes out from the fruit, then it becomes like a river, another river.
当这个果实的里面的裂开的时候，它会形成另外一条河。
We can just imagine if the fruit is as big as an elephant, it must have a lot of juice.
我们可以想象，如果一个果实、一个果子，它能够有这个大象那么大的时候，它里面一定有很多的果汁。
And this fruit only has a very tiny seed, doesn't have a big seed, just a very small seed.
而这个果实，它里面的籽都非常非常的小。
So that the juice flows down through the land of Elavrita.And the juice becomes, it transforms the earth into gold.
当这个果汁从伊拉维塔这里流下来的时候，变成了黄金。
Yeah, because when the river flows down, both sides of the river, there's a lot of mud. And when that juice comes down, then with the mud and it gets dried in the air and it becomes gold. The mud becomes gold.
当这个果汁从上面流下来的时候，周围有很多的泥土，经过阳光和空气的蒸发，形成了大量的黄金。
And the demigods come and they take that gold and they make jewelry and ornaments for their wives.
天堂这些半神人们把这些黄金给拿回去，用于做各种的装饰，给予他们的妻子。
So all the people from the heavenly planets and their wives, they're all dressed in golden ornaments and belts and bangles and helmets, everything made of gold.
因此我们看到很多办事人们他们身上的装饰比如说脚铃腰环等等这样的系带他们都是用黄金制作的。
So this gold is produced just by just from the bank of the river, the side of the river.
而这些黄金只是被这个河流，这是由河流所制成的这一个黄金。
Just look at people on our planet, on this planet Earth, how we're so poor, we have no gold, we have so little gold.
但是我们看一看我们这个星球上的人。 我们都是非常贫穷的，相比而言，我们的黄金非常的少。
If somebody can do a magic trick and produce a little gold, we think it's very wonderful.
如果有人他能够做变出变魔术变出一丁点儿的黄金的话，我们都认为这个人是个伟大的人。
But in the higher planets, the banks of the river are all gold.
但是在高等的星球上。 只是在河流的旁边，全部都是黄金。
So people are all so opulent than the higher planets. They look very beautiful with all the gold, valuable ornaments.
在高等的星球，到处都是黄金，他们非常的富裕，所以他们都非常的富裕，也看上去很美丽。
And we see people on this planet, they wear plastic ornaments and fake gold, everything is not real.
但是我们看我们星球上的人非常的贫穷，我们用的都是塑料的、假的这种假金属、假黄金。
We're thinking we're very wealthy, but actually we're very poor.
我们认为我们自己很富有，事实上我们其实很贫穷。
So this is our bad luck because we are people of the Kali Yuga.
这是我们的不幸，因为我们在卡利年代。
Have no good knowledge, and we don't have any real gold.
没有好的知识，而且我们也没有真正的黄金。
Of course, sometimes people, they want to go to the higher planets. They try to do sacrifice, they try to do some yajna to get promotion to the higher planets.
当然有一些人他非常有兴趣有愿望想去到高等的星球上他们做一些祭祀牺牲他们就是想到高等的星球上去
But devotees are not interested in that. Devotees are not attacked. We're not attracted by all that gold.
但是奉献者并不被这些事情所吸引奉献者不被黄金所吸引
Devotees are very careful for these things because they know these things can be a big stumbling block on the path to becoming Krishna conscious.
奉献者不被这些东西所吸引，他们也很小心这些事情，因为这些东西并不是很稳定的，对于他们的这个灵性道路并不好。So
the demigods may be very wealthy, but it's not very good position. That's not, it doesn't mean anything to a devotee.
办事人们他们有很多的富裕，有很多的黄金，但是他们对这些事情对于奉献者来说并没有太多的意义。Devotee
just wants to get the shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
奉献者只想要至尊主，您住的庇护。Then
there's another mountain where there's a big tree.
还有另外一个山，还有一棵树。
And from this tree flows, there are five rivers flowing.
这棵树有五条河流在流淌。
Five rivers, all of honey.
五条河流全部都是蜂蜜。
And the honey is coming from the top of a mountain.
这个蜂蜜是来自于山顶上。
So the whole land is all full of this beautiful smell of the honey.
因此整个大地全部都是这种蜂蜜的很香的味道。
And the air, when people drink that honey, the air from their mouth, it goes everywhere. You can smell it for 100 miles.
因为喝饮过那些蜂蜜的人们携带的这种芬芳，飘香的方圆100英里的这一块土地，优加纳的土地。
Then there's another special mountain with a great banyan tree.
还在另外一棵山上长着一棵巨大的榕树。
And this banyan tree has 100 branches.
这些榕树有100多棵根枝干。
And from each branch comes many rivers.
而从这些枝干上又流淌出很多的河流。
And these rivers flow from the top of the mountain.Around this Ilavritavarsha.
这些河流从山巅一直流淌到伊拉维塔瓦沙之地。
So because of all these rivers, the people there, they all have a lot of milk and yogurt and honey. They have ghee. They have grains. They have everything.
因为这些河流使那里的居民有充足的牛奶、酸奶、蜂蜜、酥油、谷物，他们有一切东西。
They have all the clothing they need. They have bedding. They have ornaments. They have sitting places.
他们有衣服、床垫、座位，还有一些装饰品。
So they have everything they need, and they're very happy. They have no anxiety.
他们有所有他们需要的一切，因此他们没有焦虑，很快乐。
You can see our modern civilization. We have so many big buildings and cars just rushing everywhere, but nobody's happy. Everybody's rushing, trying to get.
我们看到我们现在所在的这个星球，有很多的高楼大厦，有很多的车。所有的人都在奔跑着想要获得，但是所有人都并不快乐。
You can get everything from nature. Everything is provided. Everything we need is provided by nature. Milk, yogurt, honey, grains.
一切都来自于自然的供应，牛奶、酸奶、蜂蜜、谷物。
Dhoti, saris, all these things, you get everything from by nature.
只是通过自然，我们可以得到所有的这一切，兜提、沙瑞，一切东西。
Because when there's enough water, then all the land can be irrigated and we can grow everything we need.
只要有足够的水，我们就可以灌溉所有的这些土地，然后生长出这些东西。
So this is Krishna consciousness. We want prosperity.We just have to follow the instructions of Krishna.
这就是 Krishna 知觉的要点。Krishna 知觉，我们需要的所有的这些东西，只需要根据 Krishna 的训语去做就好了。
We need to produce grains. To get grains, we have to have rain.
我们想要五谷的话，我们需要雨水。
And to get rain, we have to do yagya.
我们要雨水的话，我们需要做 yagya 祭祀。
Yagya is the duty of proper civilized people.
祭祀则源于固定的责任，对于一个文明的人来说。
Just like we do our yagya for the Kali Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name is the real yagya for the Kali Yuga.
就像我们也做祭祀，而这个卡利年代的祭祀是 Harinam Sankirtan， 这是卡利年代真正的祭祀。
The more we encourage Harinam Sankirtan, then the better. We will have the nice climate, we'll have good rain, you know, and there will be enough for everyone, be able to grow enough food for everyone.
我们如果能够很好的做 Harinam Sankirtan 的话，我们就会有足够的雨水，我们也会有足够的这一切东西。
This way we can be happy in this life and the next life also.
因此，无论在今生或者来世，我们都会变得快乐和幸福。
As Sukadeva Goswami describes, he said, about the people who enjoy all the things from these rivers, he said, their bodies have no wrinkles on them, and they have no gray hair.
舒卡德瓦描述了这些人们享用了这河里流淌出来的果汁或者说这些饮品之后，他们的身体没有皱纹，他们的头发也不会变白。They
never feel tired.
他们不会感觉到疲倦。And
when they sweat, the sweat from their body doesn't have a bad smell.
当他们呼吸的时候，也不会给躯体带来难闻的气味。
They don't suffer in their old age, although they get old, they don't suffer disabilities. You know, they keep good health.
虽然他们会随着年龄而变老，但是他们不会衰老，也不会生病。
They don't suffer dying suddenly.
他们也不会突然就死亡。
No, when they're life in old age, they die. You know, when they're ready for it, the old age.
就像老年人，他有可能突然就会死亡。
They don't suffer from the cold or the heat. The bodies have a luster.
他们也不会遭受寒冷或者炎热。
They live very happily with no anxiety until death.
他们的身体不会失去光芒，他们非常快乐的生活直至死亡。
So you can see the difference, you know, the ideal society and our artificial society.
这是一个很完美的社会，而我们现在是一个很作为的社会。
We depend on factories to produce luxury items, but we should just depend on nature.
我们这个社会是很人工化的，我们依靠大量的工厂，但是呢，实际上我们应该依靠自然。
If we protect the cows, then we'll get milk and yogurt and ghee.
我们能够，如果能够保护乳牛的话，我们能够得到牛奶、酸奶和酥油。
And if we do proper agriculture, we can produce enough grains to feed everybody.
如果我们能够恰当的从事农业的话，我们能够生产出足够的谷物给予所有的人。
And if we protect the forests, if we don't cut down all the trees, there'll be a lot of honey there. The bees will give a lot of honey.
如果我们很好的保护森林的话，我们会有很足够的、很大量的蜂蜜产出。
But we see what goes on today, how people abuse everything. They cut the trees, they kill the cows, they don't plow the field, they build factories.
我们看到今天的人们是如何在滥用这一切，他们杀乳牛，杀这些砍伐森林，滥用土地。
So you want a Vedic civilization, then everybody will be properly provided for and be happy.
如果我们有伟达的这种文明，所有人都能够得到恰当的被，就所有人都能够得到供应。
Okay, so and so it's great. In the middle of the Mount Meru, that's where Lord Brahma lives.
在梅鲁山的中间是 Brahma 主 Brahma 所居住的地方。
And it's all made of gold.
都是由黄金制成。
And then around Brahma's place, that's where the principal demigods who oversee the affairs of the universe live.
而在这个梅鲁山的周围是这些伟达的原则的办事人。
Yeah, like Indra, he lives there.
就像天帝 Indra 住在那里。
So they have places like Lord Brahma, but not so big as Lord Brahma's place.
他们也有他们的地方, 但是他们并没有像主 Brahma 有那么大的地方。
So you've got Lord Brahma, and then you've got the eight governors who are under Brahma, and Indra is one of them.
那里有 Brahma 城, 然后有八位主要的大神的居所, Indra 是他们的首领。
So this is the end of, this is how Jambudvip is described.
这就是所描述的 Jambudvip.
So we'll go on next week to hear about the descent of the river Ganga.
下一次我们会讲述 恒河的降临降落。
Are there any questions?
现在有问题吗?
我们稍等一下，暂时还没有问题提上来。
Guru，我有一个问题。
Yeah.
就是我们描述这个奉献者跟 Krishna 有五种关系，那么主 Balaram 他跟 Krishna 是属于五种关系的哪一种呢？是朋友还是说是父母的或者亲人的这朋友还是？
Balaram and Krishna 的关系
对, 是属于五种关系中的哪一种?
Well, Balaram, he can have a relationship with Krishna in all these different relationships.
Okay. 主 Balaram,
Go ahead.
Okay. Balaram, 他可以和 Krishna 有所有的这五种关系。
Yeah. Balaram, sometimes he's a servant of Krishna, sometimes he's a friend of Krishna, and sometimes he's like Krishna's father, and, you know, senior to Krishna. And then he takes a form, he has an expansion as Ananga Manjari, where he enjoys the conjugal rest with Krishna.
Balaram 有时候是仆人, 有时候是Krishna的朋友, 有时候他可以 是 Krishna的父母， 有时候还是 Krishna， 他扩展为阿恩嘎 Manjari 这个 Krishna 伴侣的这种关系。 OK， 谢谢顾问。
OK， maybe no questions today. This is very elevated subject, maybe not, no questions.
Vedavati Mataji, 有一个问题。
Oh.
类似的地球有几个? She asked, the similar Earth, how many similar Earths?
How many what?
Earth plan.
Uh-huh. How many Earths? How many Earth planets
yes.
are there?
Yes.
There's only one Earth planet in the universe.
只有一个地球在这个宇宙。 在一个宇宙有一个地球。
Yeah. Only one Earth planet. Earth planet is a very special planet in the universe.
地球是整个宇宙中非常特别的一个星球。
Because Krishna brings the Govardhan Hill.
Krishna, 他带来了哥尔瓦丹山,
and the Yamuna River.
还有亚木纳山, Yamuna河流.
And from the Earth planet, if one becomes Krishna conscious, he can directly go back to Godhead.
从地球, 如果一个人有 Krishna 知觉的话, 他可以回归守神。
So the demigods, they like to come here. They like to take their, they want, they are waiting to come here because it's easier for them to go back to Godhead from here.
半神人们想来到地球星球上投身，他们可以，因为他们投身之后，如果做奉爱服务，他们可以回归守神。
Because the Earth planet, of course, is right in the middle of the universe. It's not very opulent, and it's not very hellish.
地球星球在整个宇宙的中部，它既不是很地狱，也不是很天堂。
So it's a very ideal situation for one to cultivate devotional service. And if one cultivates pure devotional service, then he can directly go back to Godhead from the earth planet.
地球星球是一个很理想的从事奉献服务的星球。如果他们能够从事奉献服务，他们能够回归守神。
But from the higher planets, you have to wait on Lord Brahma. You have to go up to Brahma Loka, and then you have to wait for Lord Brahma at the end of Brahma's life before you can go back to Godhead.
但是如果在天堂星球上，你必须等到 Brahma 的这一生终结的时候，你才可以再往更上的星球上走。
Yeah.
OK, 第二个问题也是维达瓦提马代基问，这些大山都在高等的星球之上吗？ We mentioned that these all the mountains are all in the higher planet, beyond, above the higher planet. Is that?
Yes.
是维达提马代基问的。
哦 Vaidehi, 哦、oh, 说错了。
Yeah, they're above this planet, above the Burlo, they're in the higher regions, the heavenly planet.
是的。
Like the demigods, they go to Mount Meru, they enjoy Mount Meru.
嗯，是的，是在，就像这些半神人，他去到这些星球，他享受。
And we were hearing how the demigods go and they enjoy these different lakes where there's the lake of different water with different tastes of sugarcane juice and milk and these things.
我们也聆听到了这些半神人在这些山上他们如何去享受喝这个河里的水。
It said thatKardama Muni with Devahuti, that Kardama Muni was a great yogi, so he made a special airplane for himself. So he went traveling in the airplane with his wife Devahuti, and they went to all these places. They went to the higher planets. They went to Mount Meru.
Kardama Muni, 他通过他的玄秘力量制造了一个飞机。他和他的妻子 Devahuti 他到了 Sumeru 山，到达了这些很高等的地方。
Yeah, they enjoyed there.
他们也 they also enjoy the here we mentioned today.
No, we didn't mention about Kardama and Devahuti today. Yeah, but they went to those places which we read about today. Yeah.
嗯。他们当时确实到达了我们今天所描述的这些地方。
And then they came back to Earth.
然后他们又回到了地球上。
So, you can see enjoyment on different levels. You know, our enjoyment, what people think of enjoyment in this level, on this planet, is very low level compared to enjoyment on the higher planet.
我们可以想象到他们的所享受的这些方式，然后再对比一下我们在这个星球上很低等的这种享受是很粗糙的。
We see people try to enjoy, they drink liquor, you know, they drink things like alcohol, beer, wine, and they think this is enjoyment.
我们认为我们喝啤酒等等喝这些东西就是享受。
When they drink these things, they have a very bad effect on the health. You know, people, if they drink a lot of alcohol, they burn all their organs up and they die very quickly.
但是我们喝这些东西的时候对健康其实是很不好的。比如说我们喝白酒身体会燃烧，有时候会有燃烧的一样的感觉，甚至会突然就死去。
People who drink a lot of alcohol, you can see in their face how their skin becomes all red due to the alcohol in their blood.
我们看到有一些人喝这个酒精喝酒，他的这个脸会马上的变红。
But we read here about these demigods, how they were drinking the water and the liquid there in these rivers, how they became very beautiful. They didn't get any, they had no old age, no disease, no gray hair, so and very good looking.
但是我们今天看到这些半神人在上面喝这些我们描述的这些湖里的水的时候，他们的身体变得很年轻，头发也没有变花白，他们看上去会非常的美丽，而且也不会衰老。
So we're experience what people think is enjoyment on this planet is really very low level compared to the enjoyment of people on the higher planets.
因此，对比天堂星球的这些人，他们所享受的这些事情，我们地球上所享受的实际上非常的低层次。
And in the higher planets, when they drink this water and these liquids, they get the benefit of pious activities. It's beneficial to them. But when people on this earth planet, when they drink alcohol, they get all the sinful reactions.
在天，他们天堂星球的这些半神人所享受的这些湖水，他们喝这些湖水的时候，他们事实上是在做虔诚活动的所带来的益处，他们也在做虔诚活动。但是我们地球上的这些人，我们在喝饮酒精，在喝饮这些不好的东西的时候，我们事实上在毁灭我们的虔诚活动，我们在做罪恶的活动。
Any other question?
Next question from Hanivamsa Prabhu. 这让我想起了阿凡达里面的描述的星球，很让人向往。如果我也被这美丽的星球吸引怎么办？可以把这种向往的心态灵性化吗？ This also remind me of the plant described in the Avatar, the movie, which is want to go there. What if I'm so attracted by this beautiful plant? Can make this desire turn to spiritual life?
Yes, well, but how can you go there? You go there by you have to reason with yourself. Is it worth the effort to go there? We said this planet is the best place to go back to Godhead. If you want spiritual life, this is the best place. Why you want to go there?
你为什么想要去那个星球呢？你要考虑一下你怎么去那个星球。我们刚刚所描述的了，在地球是回归灵性世界的最佳的地方。
I think you only want to go there for sense gratification.
我想你要去那里只是为了感官享乐。
You don't want Krishna consciousness.
你并不想要 Krishna 知觉。
If you want Krishna consciousness, this is the best place. This is where Lord Chaitanya appeared. This is where Krishna came. So many great personalities have all been here on this planet. Why you want to go there?
如果你想要 Krishna 知觉的话，你应该想的是这个地球，因为这个地球是主 Chaitanya 显现的，这么多伟大的人物所显现的地方，你为什么想要去那个地方呢？
Does not make any sense. I think you're being very foolish to want to go there.
那没有任何的意义。我想你如果想去那，那是一个很愚蠢的事情。
You'll go there. You may get entangled in sense gratification. You may forget all about Krishna consciousness.
如果你去到那里的话，或许你就会被很多的感官享乐所束缚掉，你会忘掉 Krishna 知觉。
We have to be very careful.
我们应该非常的小心。
you have these kind of material desires, next life you may go there, you may not go back to Godhead.
如果你有这些物质的这种愿望，你不会，你有可能不会回归灵性世界，你有可能会去那个地方。
And you can spend a lot of time there. You can get lost there. You just forget about the purpose of life.
你会在那里花很多的时间，你会忘掉人体生，你会忘掉人生的真正的目标。Next question.
Yes.
From Wu Xiuhong. 顶拜孤儿的莲花组，顶拜奉献者们，伟大经典所在梵文中，学梵文还是有点难的，可以不学梵文吗？把时间用在阅读圣帕帕德的经典中可否？Obeisance to gurus, lotus feet, obeisance to devotees. The scriptures are all in the Sanskrit. Learn the Sanskrit is very difficult. So can I not learn Sanskrit and use all the time to read the Srila Prabhupada's books?
Yes, that's very good. That's what you should do. We don't waste time.
那就,
we don't all learn Sanskrit.
是的，那就是你应该做的。我们不是去学梵文。
There are a few people who study Sanskrit, not too many. It's only for a few special souls.
有一些人在学，但是呢不多，他们只是一些很特别的灵魂。
You should begin from a very young age to study Sanskrit.
你如果想要学习梵文的话，应该是从很小的时候就开始学。
Just like Srila Prabhupada, he studied when he was a young man, when he was a young boy at school, he learned Sanskrit.
就像圣帕帕德，他学梵文的时候，当他还是个小孩的时候，在很小的时候他就开始学，在学校。
But we're fortunate, Prabhupada has translated all the books for us, that we can read the books, we don't need to know Sanskrit.
我们非常幸运，圣帕帕德把所有的这些经典给翻译了出来，我们不用去了解他们的这么多，我们去阅读圣帕帕德的书。
And just by reading Prabhupada's books, we will automatically learn many Sanskrit words.
我们只是阅读圣帕帕德的书，我们就可以学到很多的梵文词汇。
Every day usually we study one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. We will recite the verse.
每一天我们学习圣典博伽瓦坛一个诗节，我们朗诵这个诗节。
It's enough. Takes the whole life to go through Srimad Bhagavatam.
这要花掉我们一生的时间去学习圣典博伽瓦坛。
There are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam.
有一万八千个诗节在圣典博伽瓦坛。
So it takes about a lifetime.If you take a verse a day.
因此要花一生的时间，如果你每天学一个诗节的话。
But the Sanskrit in Srimad Bhagavatam is very high, a very advanced level. Sanskrit in Bhagavad Gita is very basic.
圣典博伽瓦坛中的梵文是稍微高一些层面的，但是呢，博伽梵歌中的是很基础的。
Bhagavad Gita has 700 slokas.
博迦梵歌有七百个诗节。
So if you take a verse a day, within 2 years you can finish the whole Bhagavad Gita.
如果你每天学博迦梵歌一个诗节，你可以用2年时间之内就学完它。
So important, we're not. Krishna wants us to cultivate devotion. He doesn't want us to just to be scholars of Sanskrit, but he wants us to cultivate devotion.
Krishna 需要的是我们的奉爱，他不是希望我们去成为一个学者。
Our devotion is the quality which will take us back to Godhead.
我们的奉爱是带着我们，是能够让我们回归守神的资格。
We want to cultivate nice devotion for Krishna.
我们想要培养对 Krishna 的非常好的奉爱。
You may be a big Sanskrit scholar, you may not be a devotee. That's a problem.
你或许是一个梵文的学者，但是呢，如果你不是一个奉献者，这是一个问题。
Yeah, there are many big Sanskrit scholars, they're not devotees.
有很多的梵文学者，他并不是奉献者。
All right, is there any other question?
Next question from Kaylee Lanita, 顶拜 Guru Day. 我们需要按照 Guru 的训示去冥想跟 Krishna 的关系，还是按照自己的想法去冥想跟 Krishna 的关系？比如有的奉献者就认为自己在灵性世界跟 Krishna 是父母关系，他每天就按照自己是 Krishna 的父母这种想法去冥想 Krishna， 这种冥想是正确的吗？谢谢 Guru Dev。Obeisance to Guru Dev。We should follow the instruction of the Guru Maharaj to meditation the relationship between me and Krishna, or follow ourselves mind to meditation our relationship with Krishna. For example, some devotees thinks He is in the spiritual world. He is Krishna's parents. So every day he like this to meditation. He is the Krishna's parent. Is that a meditation, right?
Well, first of all, we have to get ourselves in the right consciousness as being the servant of Krishna.
第一，首先我们要明白我们是 Krishna 的仆人的关系。
Our meditation should be first that I am the eternal insignificant servant of Krishna.
我们的冥想应该是冥想我们是 Krishna 永恒的微不足道的仆人。
Unless we're very spiritually advanced, we're not qualified to meditate about being Krishna's mother and father, or Krishna's friend, or Krishna's lover. This is a very advanced level of meditation.
除非我们处在很精进的层面上，我们是不可能成为 Krishna 的父母、朋友或者情侣的这样的一个身份。这是很精进的这种关系。
Yeah, you have to practice devotional service for quite a few years before you can come to that level to really concentrate on that kind of meditation.
Sorry, Guru Dev.
You have to practice devotional service first of all according to rules and regulations.
Okay. 你应该先根据经典上的规范和原则，先开始从规范的奉爱服务开始起。
Then gradually, when you come to the level of spontaneous devotional service, then you can begin that kind of meditation.
经过这样的训练之后，逐渐的你才可以有一些自发的奉爱服务，才到达那种层面。
If we have not fully mastered the regulative principle, the process of Vaidhi Bhakti, and we're not qualified to go to Raga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti means the rules and regulations. First, we must be very fixed in the rules and regulations, then you come to spontaneous devotion.
如果我们不能完全全神贯注的完全遵守这个Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti 就是规范原则的修习的话，我们是无法达到 Raga Nuga Bhakti 就是自发的奉献服务的。
Yeah. However, if you are very competent devotee, then you can begin to meditate like that, following in the footsteps of a great devotee like Mother Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj, or one of the cowherd boys, or one of the gopis,
除非你是一个很精进的奉献者，你才，就是到了一定的时，在那个时候你才可以，在亚修达马达吉、南达马哈拉吉的指导下，你可以为 Krishna 做一些服务。
We follow. That's called Raganuga Bhakti, following in the footsteps of a Ragatmika devotee.Ragatmika devotee means the eternally liberated devotees like Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda.
我们是追随 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 他们，我们是追随这样的 Ragatmika Bhakti 的奉献者。
Another question? Any?
Yes. Another question from PPLU Paul. Dimbai Gurudev, 感谢翻译和主持人。请问有非奉献者无意识间念一句 Hare, 念一句 Krishna 的圣名，或开玩笑念出圣名，那也算有了 Krishna 知觉吗？A basis to Gurudev and thanks translators and host. Some non-devotees unconsciously say the Krishna or make a joke, say the holy name. Is that person have some kind of Krishna consciousness?
Yes, actually, that is when one chants the name like that, they get the benefit of chanting at the intermediate stage what is called the Namabhas or the shadow of the holy name.
是的，他们也得到了这样的益处。当他们那样的去唱诵圣名的时候，他们也会得到益处。而那种层面被称为 Namabhasa 或Krishna 圣名的影子。
And when we chant the holy name at the level of Namabhas, then all of our sinful offenses, sinful reactions are all taken away by the chanting of the holy name.
当我们处在 Namabhas 唱诵的时候，我们的这种罪恶活动会因为这种唱诵而被拿走。
Just like Ajamila chanted the name of his son, Narayan.
Ajamila 唱诵他的儿子的圣名，唱诵 Narayan 的圣名。
He was not chanting the name of the Lord, he was calling his son.
他当时不是唱诵主的圣名，他是在喊他的儿子。
But he got the benefit of chanting the holy name.
但是他得到了唱诵圣名的益处。
And he was freed from all of his sinful reactions.
因此他从所有的罪恶活动中得到了解脱。
And he was saved from having to go to Yamaraj.
他被从 Yamaraj 那里救了出来。
So joking is also Namabhas. It's also accepted as being Namabhas.
因此开玩笑也被接受为是一种 Namabhas 的称呼。
Sometimes people joke to us, they chant Hare Krishna, they're joking when they see us with our dhoti and shaved head and sikha.They will chant, they will say, Hare Krishna. We'll feel very happy. We think, oh, very good. They're doing devotional service.
有一些人他们看到我们穿着兜体留着西卡，他们看到我们就唱诵 Hare Krishna. 我们也非常欣赏他们的这种行为，我们非常开心，因为他们也唱诵了圣名。
And sometimes,I think Lord Chaitanya, people were joking, chanting to him, and he covered his ears. And he covered his ears and they chanted louder. And it was very good. They got more benefit because they chanted the holy name louder. It became more powerful.
有一些人对主 Chaitanya 开玩笑唱 Hare Krishna, 但主 Chaitanya 把耳朵捂起来装作听不到。于是这些人就更大声地唱诵。他们因为这种更大声的唱诵而得到更大的益处，因为他们唱到的更大声。
The chanting of the holy name, very effective to destroy sins.
因此唱诵圣名非常有益于去除我们的罪恶。
So we spend so much time promoting Sankirtan, going everywhere to chant the holy name, to get people to chant.
因此我们花很多的精力去做推广 Sankirtan, 让人去到乡村，去到很多的地方唱诵圣名。
Is there any other question?
Next question from Hanivamsa Prabhu. 为什么说用物质航天器到不了月亮星球，而只可能到达 Rahu 星球？ Why use the material machine cannot reach the moon planet? Maybe they go to the Rahu planet, but only reach the Rahu planet.
Yes, the moon planet is one of the higher planets. To go to the moon, you have to have a lot of pious activities.
因此，是的，到这个月球是一个非常高等的星球。要到达月球，我们需要做很多的虔诚活动才行。
The moon and the sun, they're both higher planets.
月球、太阳都是高等的星球。
But Rahu, that's a planet of the demon Rahu. It's one of the demon planets. It's from the lower regions.
但是 Rahu 星球是一个低等的星球。
It's invisible because Rahu drank the nectar of immortality.
因为它是一个很隐形的，因为 Rahu 他喝了甘露。
Mohini was distributing the nectar, and she understood Rahu had come. So then the Sudarshan Chakra came and took off the head of Rahu, but he'd already drank some nectar. So his head remained, but the rest of the body died.
当时 Rohini 在派这个甘露，苏达善也来了，苏达善神蝶。
Mohini
在派发这个甘露，苏达善神蝶已经来了。虽然他把 Rahu 砍成了，把他的头给切下来，但是呢 ，Rahu 当时已经喝了，他的身体死亡了，但是他的头已经喝了甘露。
Yeah, because the nectar was still just in his throat, so that part stayed, that couldn't be killed, but the rest of his body was killed.
因为他的这个头这个甘露当时在他的喉咙那里，所以呢他不能被杀死，他的身体是死亡的，他的喉咙以上的部位还存活着。
So his head takes that form of the Rahu planet and it comes and sometimes we get eclipses. Eclipse of the moon.
这个 Rahu 当时就以他的这个头就成了一个星球，所以是 Rahu 他因为喝了这个甘露，他成了这个星球，他有时候会造成月食和日食。
Very inauspicious times when these things happen.
当这样的事情发生的时候，是非常不吉祥的时候。
We have to counteract.These inauspicious times by chanting of the holy name.
为了抵御这种不吉祥，我们应该唱诵圣名。
We don't eat, we don't sleep during these times. We just chant the holy name.
我们那个时候不吃也不睡，只是唱诵圣名。
We read about Krishna going to Kurukshetra when there was a solar eclipse.
我们听到Krishna 去 Kurukshetra.
When there was a solar eclipse, Krishna came to Kurukshetra.
当时他去这个 Kurukshetra 的时候是 solar eclipse.
Solar eclipse, an eclipse of the sun, when the sun was covered by Rahu.
Okay, 那个时候是日食，日食就是太阳被 Rahu
So Krishna came from Dwarka, brought all of his family, all of his wives.
Krishna 从 Dwarka 来，带着他所有的家人。
And he even sent a message to Vrindavan, and he called all the gopis to come.
他还发了一个信息，告诉所有的 Vrindavan 的居民，告诉了这个牧牛姑娘们也来。
Yeah, he said the last time when he went to Mathura for the wrestling match, at that time the cowherd boys came and the gopis stayed by.
最后一次所有的这个sorry, Gurudev.
When Krishna went to Mathura for the wrestling match,
wrestling match.
You know that people, two men fight each other with their arms, they fight, wrestle. What's it called?
Shrijal.
Ah, yeah, right. That's right. So wrestling match. Krishna arranged wrestling match. Bakamsa arranged wrestling match for Krishna. So Krishna went to Mathura with Balaram. And that time the cowherd boys also came to see that.
OK, 当这康萨在那里组织这个摔跤的时候，组织这个摔跤比赛的时候 ，Krishna 和 Balaram 去了，然后呢，所有的牧牛童也来了。
So when Krishna came to Kurukshetra, he said the cowherd boys can stay back this time. Let the gopis come.
当 Krishna 去到 Kurukshetra 的时候，他也告诉这个他们也来牧牛童。
And Krishna came. So that time the gopis, they saw Krishna with all of his wives.
那个时候牧牛姑娘们也来了，牧牛姑娘们看到 Krishna 和他的所有的妻子在一起。
With all of his, with Devaki and Vasudev and all the family members.
Devaki 还有 Vasudeva, Krishna 和他的所有的家庭成员在一起。
So,Krishna came there to perform sacrifice because it was a very inauspicious time. He came there with everyone. They did a big sacrifice and he gave a lot of charity to the Brahmins.
Krishna 在那个时候是要去做祭祀，因为那是一个很不吉祥的时刻。他做祭祀，然后给了很多的布施给婆罗门。
So what we do when there's an eclipse is we chant the holy name.
我们做什么呢？我们在这个不吉祥的时候，我们唱诵。
And you have to be careful not to observe the eclipse because it's you know Rahu is being offensive by covering the higher planet.
如果我们在那个时候不遵守一些东不遵守的时候 ，Rahu 是不很高兴的。
No.
Okay.
At the time of the eclipse, we don't want to go outside and look at the.
Okay.
We don't want to see Rahu coming in front of the sun or coming in front of the moon.
Okay, 我刚刚说错了，就是在那个时候，我们不应该去到外面去看 Rahu。Rahu 当 Rahu 遮住了太阳或者月亮的时候，我们不应该到外面去直接看这个日食或者月食。
Because Rahu is a demon and he's coming in front of a great personality.
因为 Rahu 是一个恶魔，他来到了这些伟大的人物的前面，也就是太阳和月亮的前面。
So Rahu is being offensive.
Rahu 是一个冒犯者。
Yeah, because he's offending the great personality, he's offending the sun, or he's offending the moon.
因为他冒犯了月亮和太阳，他到月亮和太阳的前面。
So when the great personality is offended, you must leave that place. You don't stay there.
Okay. 当这个人冒犯了这些伟大的人物的时候，我们作为奉献者，我们不应该在那里，所以我们不要去看那个事情，我们应该离开那里。Next question.
Yeah.
顶拜 Guru, 很多祷文 梵文祷文背不过来怎么办？会影响奉爱服务吗？比如荣耀菩萨的祷文就背不了。Obeisance to Guru. So many prayers can't recite. Is that will affect our devotional service? For example, Shara Bijaja, this I can't recite.
Well, how long have you been a devotee?
那么你做了多长时间的奉献者呢？
You know, it takes time to learn these things. You have to be patient.
我们是要花一些时间来学这些的，你应该保持耐心。
But keep trying to repeat it, try to hear it and repeat it.
努力的去背它，努力的去重复它。
And we have some devotees who are teaching other devotees how to recite these prayers.
我们有一些奉献者也在教奉献者如何背这些祷文。
Yeah, you want to learn something, find somebody to help you, to teach you.
如果你想学一些东西，你就应该找一些人去教你。
We all had to learn. We all had to learn. It takes time. You have to be patient. You have to hear it and hear it again and hear it again. Gradually, gradually, you'll start to learn.
我们都是花了时间才学会的。你开始聆听，然后逐渐逐渐的去学习。
But what's important is that we should know the meaning of these prayers.
但是更重要的是，我们应该了解这些祷文的意义是什么。
Just like we may say that the prayer very perfectly, but if we don't know the meaning, it's not good.
就像有人或许非常完美的唱诵这个祷文，但是如果他不知道这个意义，并不好。
So very important to know what you're saying, what you're chanting.
因此非常重要，要了解你唱的是什么，你背诵的是什么。
Yes.
手机 YY 新人，请问 Guru 每天读博伽瓦坛。读得越多越好吗？是指读不求甚解也可以吗？ I want to ask a guru. Every day we read the Bhagavatam. The more we read, the more good. Is that right? Or we just read, we don't, maybe we can't understand. Is that also okay? Thanks, guru.
Yes, it's okay. But it's better if you can understand.
是的。也可以，你就是说你不用，但是呢，如果你能够理解，能够理解，也当然是更好的。
If you're hearing the Bhagavatam, you don't understand, you're not doing anything wrong, but you get more benefit if you could understand the meaning.
你读圣典博伽瓦坛，虽然不理解，但是呢，就是说你没有做错什么。如果你能够理解这个圣典博伽瓦坛，你会得到更多的益处。
There was one Brahmana reciting Bhagavad Gita every day.
有一个婆罗门，他每天背诵《博伽梵歌》。
And he also didn't know the meaning. He didn't understand what he was saying, but he was trying to recite.
他虽然不理解这个含义，但是他每一天都背诵。
So Lord Chaitanya asked him, what is he doing? And he said, my guru told me every day to recite Bhagavad Gita.
主 Chaitanya 问他，你在做什么呢？这个婆罗门就说，我的明心导师告诉我，每天背诵、朗诵圣典，朗诵博伽梵歌。
So Lord Chaitanya said, oh, very good. You follow the order of your guru. It's very nice.
主柴坦尼亚说非常好，你遵守你姑的训示非常好。
But then Lord Chaitanya said, but why is it when you're reading Bhagavad Gita, I always see tears, you're always crying?
主柴坦尼亚就问他，为什么我每次看到你读博伽梵歌的时候，你会哭呢？
The man said, well, whenever I think of Krishna becoming the chariot driver of Arjuna, I'm thinking how wonderful Krishna is and how he's so kind to his devotees.
这个婆罗门就说，每当我想到主 Krishna 为成为 Arjuna 的战车马车夫的时候，我就觉得 Krishna 是如此的伟大，他这么的了不起。
So Lord Chaitanya said, you are the best reader of the Bhagavad Gita. You've really understood the Bhagavad Gita.
主 Chaitanya 就对这个婆罗门说，你是最好的朗诵薄伽梵歌的这个人，你了解，你真正的了解薄伽梵歌。
Okay, is there any other question?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Good day.
Hare Vamsa Prabhu. 到达目的。Okay.
我们还有三个问题。Good day. 您的时间可以吗？
Sati.
我们还有三个问题。您的时间可以吗？
可以。
好的，好的。好，Prabhu，那您继续吧。
Next question from the Hare Vamsa Prabhu. 到达目的地有三种方法，物质的交通工具到达地球，心意可以到达天堂星球，曼陀罗和凤爱可以到达灵性世界，对吗？Reach to the goal, there are three ways. Use the material transportation can reach to the earth. The mind can reach to the heavenly plant. And the mantra and the bhakti can reach to the spiritual world. Is that right?
Yes.
是的。
You're not wrong.
不，没有错误。
下一个问题。
下一个问题来自于美玲。如果非奉献者带着愤怒阻止奉献者念诵 Hare Krishna， 如果他说别 Hare 了，整天看你 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna， 这种情况下念诵主的圣名，这种情况下他念诵的圣名对他有益处吗？ If the non-devotees use the angry to stop the devotees not to chant Hare Krishna, they say, stop chant Hare Krishna. Every day I see you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. So in this situation, these non-devotees chant the holy names.Does he also get the benefit of the holy name?
Yes, he does.
是的，他也得到了益处。
Because he's chanting the holy name. Very good.
因为他唱诵的圣名非常的好。Okay. Next question.
Yes.
请问咕噜，任何理解组长鼓励奉献者往圣地捐款，如果我们捐款会让我们得到什么益处？请问Guru如何理解？ So, I want to ask Guru Maharaj, how to understand the leaders encourage devotees to give the donation to the Holy Dham? If we donation, what can we get the benefit?
Well, if you give the donation,For the temple, you have to build the temple in the Holy Dham. Then it says helps you to go back to Godhead.
如果你为圣地这个庙宇捐款，这能够帮助你回归守神。
You give you a home because you're building a home for Krishna here. So Krishna will give you a home in the spiritual world.
你为 Krishna 在这里建了一个家，而 Krishna 会为你在灵性世界给予你一个家。
You give money for the food distribution or for the service of the deities here or for feeding the poor here. It's all devotional service and devotional service. You do devotional service. The result is we get rid of the dirty things in the heart.
你为这里捐款，为这里的人捐款，为这里的一些食物捐款，这些事情都能够帮助你的内心去除一些污染。
Yeah, we get rid of material attachments. We get rid of all the things which are keeping us here in this material world.
这些事情都能够帮助我们，这些捐款都能帮助我们摆脱物质的依附以及想留在这个物质世界的这种愿望。
Helps us to awaken love for Krishna.
能够帮助我们 唤醒对 Krishna 的爱。
It's the duty. It's particularly the duty of the grihasthas, people in household life, that they should do charity. And the best place to give charity is in the holy dharm.
对于居士来说，做这个布施是他特定的职责，而做最好的这种布施是在地方之一，就是在圣地。
Because in the holy dharm, everybody is engaged in devotional service.
因为在圣地，所有的人都在从事奉献服务。
And in the holy dharm, the Lord is residing here eternally.
而且在圣地，主永远在这里驻足在圣地。
So we're giving back to Him when we give money here.It's actually his money, it's not our money. He's the proprietor, we're not the proprietor.
事实上，这个钱是 Krishna 的，我们不是这个提供者， Krishna 是提供者。
We don't have anything.
我们并没有一切。
It all belongs to him. We have to give back to him what is his.
我们把 Krishna 的一切还给他而已。
So he lives here in the holy dharm. He resides here eternally. So this is the best place to give.
他永恒的居住在圣地，因此这里是最好的布施的地方之一，最好的布施的地方。
Very pleasing to Krishna.
非常取悦 Krishna.
Yeah. Okay.
Good day. I want to ask. Somebody asked me whether the George Harrison go back to Godhead because maybe he didn't get initiated, but he also donated so many property.
Well,
我想问 Guru Maharaj, 就是乔治哈里森他没有得到启迪，但是他为 Krishna 之觉布施了很多，他布施了庙，布施了这个圣帕帕的这个书，他是否回归了灵性世界？
So he asked Prabhupada about initiation. Prabhupada told him, he said, you have a spiritual name. He said, you don't need a spiritual name. He said, because your name is Hari, son of Hari. So he said, you don't need an initiation.
Okay, 这个圣帕帕德当时回答乔治哈里森关于他启迪的问题的时候，帕帕德说：“你不需要启迪，因为呢，你有一个灵性的名字，你的名字是 Hari Son， Hari 是主的名字 ，Son 是儿子的意思，你是 Hari 的儿子。”
And of course, he did incredible service for the Krishna consciousness movement.
而且他还为 Krishna 知觉运动做了很多的服务。
So wherever he went, he's in a very, very good situation.
所以不管他去到哪里，他肯定是处在一种很好的状态之下。OK. Thank you. Hare Krishna. OK.
今天到这儿，可以吗？
好，可以，非常好。非常感谢。
Hare Krishna, Ganshiya, Subhuti Rai, Kivaman Jantai Dufani, Ganshiya Sati Matiti, Chujur, Ganshiya Sardu Funkshianja, Ling Ting, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki,
Jai,
Jai,
Or Premanande Ki,
Hare Rebo, 好，感谢 Guru Day 的讲课，感谢大家的聆听。也感谢苏布蒂罗伊帕布的精彩翻译。我们那个哈瑞尼巴达基今天的问题因为没有发上来，所以说您或者私信发给我，我转给咕噜，或者是等下次课周二的时候咕噜讲课您再问好吗？哈瑞克什纳就到这里，谢谢帕布。
好，谢谢您，谢谢您，哈瑞克什纳。